we are, guys. It's the end. This is the finale. It's all over from here. So, episode 12, we've officially done it. We've completed the task, the goal that we set out for ourselves in the beginning of the season, which we strive to complete a full season here in this podcasting. And episode 12, we're here now, and it's crazy to think that now looking back at it, it flew by, but it was quite a journey, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, man. Okay. It was.
Yeah, man. So episode 12, we're just grateful. We want to say thank you to all of you guys for supporting,
thank you for the support, yes,
and listening and tuning in and just giving us so much feedback and support. We didn't think this would go anywhere, but episode 12, we're here, and we're grateful to have made this journey and made the strides and connections to people that we've made connections to.
Yeah. So with thank you guys for the support.
Yeah, definitely. So with that being said, for me and my wife to you guys, we just say thank you. It's been an honor and a pleasure, speaking to you guys and getting feedback as well. So thank you to each and every one of you. From us to you guys, the Savages, Al 7 the Podcast, Ofala Yadu. So let's begin. Hey guys, Al 7 the Podcast. And, before we go any further, I must disclose this content is not suitable for the children's or persons or youth under the age of 17 without adult supervision. I'm going to give you guys a couple of seconds to remove the kids out of the room, or you can go ahead and stop it and listen to this at a more available time. So, ready? 1, 2, 3. Okay. Well, welcome to Al 7 the Podcast. My name is Savage. This is my beautiful wife,
Titi.
And we're at the Cove right now, our base of operations. And this is Beach Talk for the Long Walk. We would like to thank our sponsors for a great season, a great first season of podcasting. Anchor for the free distribution of our podcast. We do not take that lightly. And we're just forever so grateful for an app like this to just help us out, get our voice out, and build a platform like this.
Yeah.
And we don't take that lightly. At the end of the day, it's all about self-progress. This episode is definitely dedicated to our children. It's dedicated to our kids, maybe metaphorically to the generation of kids to come. Your kids, our kids, everyone's kids. This is dedicated to our beautiful children and our baby to soon be here as well. And we just wanted to leave something that if, God forbid, should we ever not be here, they feel connection to this when they look back at it. So. Mm-hmm. Once again, this episode is dedicated to our children and our children's children, children's children, children's children, the Mikey. it's just crazy to think about this. I'm so sorry. I'm trying not to get emotional. We'll get back into it. Sorry. Let me focus. So I'm going to start with an opening statement. Babe, do you have anything to say?
Don't give up.
Don't give up. Mm-hmm. Definitely. For my final and my last opening statement, don't do drugs. And I'm not talking about pharmaceutical drugs. If you have prescriptions, that's fine because they're prescripted by a doctor for your health. I'm talking about drugs that destroy the human body. Please do not do drugs. Don't do drugs. Say no to drugs. Don't do drugs. With that being said, we're going to jump into our prayer point.
Yes.
At this point in the segment, we want to reminisce and go back to everything that brought us to this point. Be thankful and grateful for all the experiences and obstacles and challenges we have faced together and you, the listeners. And just want to think back to that. Also, the strides we've made, things we've accomplished, and goals we've checked off our list. And give thanks to that which we pray to, or what you pray to, us being that we pray to God. If you pray to what you pray to, peace be unto you.
Yeah.
We're just going to take a couple seconds to just dive into our prayer and just give thanks. So that being said, it begins now.
Thank you.
Hey, thank That's you. Good. It's been a journey. I love you.
Yes, I love you too.
So anyways, yeah, I mean, this is crazy. This episode 12, it's a new voyage. It's a new beginning for us, but it's an ending to Al 7 the Podcast season 1. And it's been one hell of a journey. We really, wanted to focus these last three episodes from 10 to 12 about just removing structure and going from scratch, building from nothing, starting from the bottom, moving to the top, or going from zero to 100. And it's just been pretty cool.
Yeah,
do you have anything to speak on?
Yeah, it's a lot of learning for me.
Yeah.
Even though I'm giving like my experience, but at the same time, I go back and I watch it, rewatch it, and just the things that I say, I don't even remember saying those things. But but like from season one all the way to season 12,
just episode that, one to I episode mean, 12,
episode one to episode 12,
yeah, yeah.
Just the experience from how I carried myself from that,
yeah,
all the way to 12. Like, it's been, man, it's been the most learning experience for me as well. Just taking what I give out and just the support and feedback, negative, positive, that I get from people, and just, you know, just allow me to do what I'm doing today. So
yeah, I mean, honestly, when I had the idea for this and when I shared it with my wife, it was all about positivity. That's what we wanted to do, especially coming from our background. We're just two Tongan kids growing up in America. And I don't want to get too sad into the details, but just coming from broken homes, you know what I'm saying? We didn't have a mother-father structure, and that's where our premises started from first, is how were two kids against all odds, against all the statistics out there in the world, how did we beat that and make it in life? You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about like we're successful, we're rich, we have money, cars, and women and stuff like that. I'm talking about where most statistics said like we should have been dead, in jail, somewhere in the streets, selling ourselves or doing drugs. We beat the odds because, you know, we first and foremost had faith. Second and most, we had family. You know, we may not have had a mother and father, but we did have family members that were there for us to support us. And that's no knock towards our parents. You know, we understood that they had tough roads and challenges they had to face themselves. And we love our moms and dads. Well, you know, it's all love to them. But this is what Aisle 7, the podcast, was really just about, was two people sharing similar experiences, giving that to the world and seeing what the response would be. Because, you know, it's better to just let it out rather than holding it in. You know,
yeah, I believe that 100%. Just like my husband said, is that, you know, we came this far, and looking back, it made me question, like, how did we make it this far, you know?
Yeah, but especially just with the recent stuff, right?
Yeah, but just how grateful we are and how blessed we are that the one thing that we hold on to was our faith, and just believing that anything that comes our way, it, you know, it's how you react to it, it's how you handle it, and how you go from there, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I agree wholeheartedly. Like, one thing I wanted to keep as far as the flow into our episodes was positivity, motivation, self-progress. We wanted to keep pushing that. And if it never seemed that way, I do apologize. We come off a little bit brash and different, but that's the way we speak our language, if that makes any sense, right? The mindset of when we speak as savages is just that. It's a mindset alone. We're civilized. We know how to dress up according to occasions. We take care of our kids accordingly. We abide by the rules and laws of the land. But savages in the sense that we know where we come from. You know what I'm saying? Because we do come from a very proud people. You know, not only just being Tongan, but we understand that from a small island, we must always represent that, me and my wife. You know what I'm saying? We don't ever mean to speak out of term or just speak up for our people as one voice. But we understand that a platform like this must be taken serious because we represent our people at the end of the day. And not just that, but we love all people. And if we represent you as well, regardless if you're from where we're from, then we try our best not to embarrass you or speak ill of you. So if we ever did that, we do apologize. But we love everybody.
Yeah, we do. Definitely.
One thing I want to speak on is... you know, when this whole season started, we were my wife was more skeptical because she's never done anything like this. She can have conversations with the best of them, but when you set up a camera, an iPad, and put an app on that records your voice, that made her more nervous. So the best way I thought of trying to make her comfortable to it was, look at me, let's talk. All this stuff right here is just recording what we're doing and talking about, making it authentic because it was our experiences that we were sharing. You know, she wasn't focused on the camera. She wasn't focused on the microphone. It was just more or less like, I do have a lot to say. I actually do. And it's not just stuff to waste time, but it's stuff that I have to say because it comes from my heart and those things I went through in life. And one thing I want to tell you that, you know, not only am I thankful for and I appreciate you much, was that you actually bared your heart every episode. So thank you for that, babe. I think one of my favorite things you said in one of our episodes that you came free of was like the freedom of letting go of the pain from your mother and father. You know, it's not easy to do, and I don't want to bring that up to make it emotional, but that was something my wife doesn't just share too easily. She just shared that on a platform that most of the whole world can listen to now, but that was her alleviating that pain. I mean, do you want to speak a little bit on that?
Yeah. One thing I know that I used to do was speaking on something, but my actions speak different. Yeah. And when I say, the reason why I say that is that I used to tell myself, oh yeah, I forgave them, but I wasn't. It was just to say it made me feel better. But yet behind closed doors, I would do things like that would get them back, or I would get mad. I would do things that it's like more of like a revenge kind of thing.
Yeah.
And when something pop off, the first thing I blame is that you left me. Like, just immediate, like that was like the
victim
one.
Talk.
Yeah.
Talking
and
like
I would say that. But man, I'm at this point in my life that it didn't take me, even having kids, like I was still carrying that burden. But one thing I learned over the years is that when you cut that thing that you're, as a person, going through.
Sorry, our kids are in the room. We didn't lock them up. They're just in there playing because they know we're recording.
One thing that I noticed that I've carried on is that in order for me to really be free and not carry it on to my kids, is that I had to really forgive.
Yeah.
And really forgive from the heart, meaning I
got
to let go. Yeah, because if I'm not good, then the rest of everything, like anything that ties to me, it's just going to pass on. And it's not like a generation curse or anything like that.
Continues.
No, it's cutting the habits that you carried on. And that's the one thing, man, I've learned. Even just the, even going back to the first episode, it wasn't from that. It was like just a few couple episodes that I finally realized that, man, I'm free. Like,
yeah.
I can really sit here and not talk ill about my mother or talk ill about my father.
Amen.
Is really forgiving, like, and really say that you forgave them, you know? Because it gives you a whole different peace over your life, because then you start thinking more positive instead of dwelling on the past. So,
yeah. No, I definitely want to just, you know, like, that's why I'm grateful and thankful, because I think you letting that out on a public platform like this, it's that somebody who's going through a similar situation hears you, comes from you, it's authentic, someone that looks just like them, and is like, I'm not alone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, it just goes back to the whole thing. This is about positivity and self-progress.
Yeah.
We got to progress. We can't just stay stagnant or complacent in the same place we've been since we started.
Yeah.
And if a young girl, same age, when you started going through those things, is watching this or listens to this, she'll be comforted and she'll know that, man, like, if she made it, I can definitely make it.
I think what helped too is that my husband and his mother, they have a really great relationship.
Shout out to you, Mom. Love you.
Like, it's like one of those... It's not that I envy of it, but when I didn't really forgive my mom, I was envy of that, because it's something that I want from my mom, you know? And I would cry about it. It would hurt me, you know, because my husband and his mother, man, their relationship is amazing. It's the communication that got it.
Yeah, we have
going.
Our ups and downs, but she's speaking on the authenticity of our relationship. It's real.
It's
we
real.
Argue, we like argue.
The,
we love.
Yeah,
but at the end of the day, it's me and my mom.
And that taught me something, is that that's what I want with my kids. If I can't have it with my mother, and not knocking my mom, but I want that with my kids, you know? So.
Oh, thank you for sharing that. I mean, we got more to come, but it's not hitting me right now that it's episode 12. But,
me too.
You know, season one, this is the finale. We're not trying to make a big deal of it, but it's been quite a journey for us. So we're going to take our first break. Go ahead and slow down on your driving, or if you're cleaning up, you know, focus on what you're cleaning. And, you know, go ahead and get some water or get
snacks.
A snack, and we're going to come right back into the discussion. So, episode 12.
Yeah, man.
It's crazy.
Let's go.
I love you.
Love you.
Coming right back into the discussion, guys. Savage here, my beautiful wife.
Liti.
And picking up from where we left off, yeah, you know, just you speaking on those subjects, whether it was that or another subject, I mean, I'm pretty sure the people we've touched and reached out to that have affected our lives as well because of the feedback, not only grateful for, but that's kind of how we molded the next episode and the next episode and the next episode. It's actually molded our character as well, because now I'm very cognizant or mindful of the things I say and do, because I understand that people will interpret it a different way and people can look at me a different way, whether it be good or bad. My main objective as a podcaster is to just make sure that the truth is being spoken first. Yeah. That's it. First and foremost, that if I'm a podcaster and you hear my voice over anything, that that's exactly what I said and it came from me.
Yeah.
I'm not here to lead people astray, and my wife either. But, you know, I think one of the tougher things that we had to face during this season was, like, when it came to truth, was speaking on really not only personal issues, but issues that were going on in the community. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, whether it came from statutory rape as far as, you know, pedophilism, if that's the word. I'm not sure if I'm saying that correctly. Or molestation, sexual assault, you know, abuse. Whether we were speaking on medical issues,
depression,
mental health issues. I mean, the thing was to always stick to the truth, which was our experience. You know, if
not
it didn't come from
our,
we didn't want to go anybody else. However, we did use examples. We did use examples, but we didn't speak for anybody. You know what I'm saying? So, how do you see this whole season playing out? And what were some of your favorite things that you came across?
Yeah, like I said earlier, is that I was able to share the negative and the positive of a situation that I went through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it this is not just an act. This is really what you get with the camera or not. You know,
if it is, I want some money.
and one thing that I, like I said, I've learned over just the episodes is that being able to be free and sharing it, and no one can tell you whether if it was real or not, or if it was like, that's how you gotta go through it, because everybody's different. But I was able to really share the experience that I myself went through, how I handle it, what I believe in, and things like that. So in that alone, I didn't realize what it did to me. I was actually letting things go that I hoarder inside of myself, you know. But I've learned that speaking positive and just sharing your experience, you don't even know who you touch. It could just be one, two, three. Yeah. What about you? What was your favorite thing out of all the episodes that we've been?
I think my favorite things, well, it was just a lot of things, but the category it was in was emotions.
Mm.
Like the emotions we bear, whether we were angry or we were crying about it or we just really couldn't get it out. Those were my favorite parts, because that was real. That was not fake. That was not staged. And when you saw those moments where we became vulnerable, that's because we're understanding that, holy shit, people are going to hear this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Whether I'm speaking, oh, man, I just said something about the church, or, oh, man, I just said something about my parents, or, oh, damn, I just spoke on our money situation.
Yeah.
That was real, because people are now going to know, and we're exposed. We're out there in the open. We can't hide it or take it back. That much I've learned to deal with and come to terms with. Not anything specific that was said. I think one incident, I'll go back. One incident was just the whole situation about family, you know, issues, family problems that we have, where, you know, my wife had a family member on her side, disagreed with something I said, got at her about it, and instead of coming and talking to me about it, I got upset and abrupt about it, and I aired it out on the episode. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you'll go ahead and you'll find that, and I'm pretty sure it'll be obvious. But was there a better way to deal with it? Yes. But did it already happen? Yes, it happened and it came out. The thing I learned from it was that now that the world knows, my interpretation of it is like, does the world think I'm, you know, oh, he's dramatic, oh, he's ghetto, man, he's just trying to start shit. No, that's not it. It's just, that was a real moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So don't take it for anything else other than, I'm human. I'm a human being.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, but we're just as real as what you get. It's not to throw people out there or anything like that. It's really, our platform is really to help people. Like, sometimes it's okay to let out your feelings.
Especially in our community.
Yeah, I used to be the type of person, like, because of my background, because of how I was raised, it was like, I needed to just quiet my mouth and not talk about that, you know, like, and I think the one thing that I've learned with my husband is that he was raised a little bit different from me, like not too much of a different, but so much of a way where he was able to express himself at times. And I think when we got together, it taught me one thing, was it's okay that people can judge you the way if you share anything. And I think people are going to talk regardless whether if it's good or bad, you know, and even if I share anything that I'm going through, there's no wrong answers. It's just my experience. So with that being said, we're letting real emotions and real things happen in that area. So it's not like we're just making things up and stuff like that. So,
yeah. I mean, well, first, before I say anything and go any further, I would just like to give a few updates. So, yes, if you haven't already heard already, or if we haven't told you before, we are pregnant. My wife, we have a baby coming soon. So with this whole season ending, it's really not only just for us to take a break and ground ourselves as a family after this whole experience, but, you know, the progress we've made as a podcast, as podcasters, was that we've reached out to so many other people in our community, you know, as far as the Pacifica people or the Pacific Islanders. My daughters are in the cove right now, so you guys say hi.
Hi.
Say hi. Say hi.
Say hi. My son's in the room playing somewhere. But anyways, the updates I was speaking on was that, you know, other podcasters such as For the Cultures, our brothers down at Tough Block Podcast, Superfly Sua, Sorry About It, GavaCast, I mean, the list goes on. And if for any of those that I did miss, I apologize. Was it the Johnny Valens Show, Hella Vela Podcast, Village Made Podcast? Man, the growth in our community is amazing. You know, we're not all speaking in the same genre. You know, we're different from other podcasters in our community, but we understand we've all have a platform now that can speak our own experiences and hopefully free up other people. You know, it's not about, oh, let's make everybody a podcaster. It's like, if you have an idea, if you have a grind, if you have something you want to push as far as a product or a company or a business, I hope in some way, shape, or form, me and my wife could help you. Even if we did it, that's fine. More power to you, and we wish you the best. But we hoped in some way, shape, or form that we spoke some sort of life into you. And, you know, recently, a friend of ours on social media, her name by the name of, shout out to Tima Talks.
Shout out to Tima.
If you want to check her out, at Tima _ Talks.
Thank you for the support,
Yeah, thank
man.
You, sis. She's a very prominent figure in New Zealand. And she's a podcaster as well, but, you know, she's very woven into her community. Mm-hmm. That's all we're trying to do out here as far as being in America stateside is, like, it's, I'm not saying it's harder out here than it is anywhere else. What I'm saying is, with all the resources we have, to not dive in and help our community rise up and build would be a crime. It would be something wrong for us to not do if we had a voice to speak on it. And that's still what is the DNA of Aisle 7, the podcast. My wife being from a broken home, me being from a broken home, she came coming from the island growing up in America, me knowing about the island but growing up from America, coming together and kind of just our worlds colliding, but we understood that we had to work together than work against. And I mean, honestly, everything you've ever heard on each episode was authenticity from me and my wife. You know, we never held anything back. We said all we had to say. And at the end of the day, it was our truth. You know what I'm saying? Nothing made up. This was all our true experiences. And to anybody we might have offended or hurt, we apologize, but it was real.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. And if you ever want to talk or, you know, have a sit down, we can definitely do that. You know what I'm saying? Because we're civilized.
Yeah. And we're not trying to say that we're not going through stuff now. You know,
yeah.
we're still dealing with with things on our own personally and grateful. Together. But we're grateful and blessed. And just looking at it in a positive side is that it's not easy, but it's the way your mindset is. You know what I mean? And the way you react to things and how you handle things.
Like, I definitely believe me and my wife are magnets. to like-minded people. Mm-hmm. There are people who will reach out to us, and there are people we will reach out to because we understand that we're in the same field of thinking. Like, we're all on a particular goal or a shared goal that I might need your help for, brother or sister. So I'm going to function with you or collaborate with you in order to get this thing done so I can move on to the next level. And I think even more, now more than ever, as evident with this whole quarantine going on,
yep,
people are discovering, because we're definitely discovering, how to work on ourselves, mm-hmm, and bring out things in us like a well, just like, yeah, a well
just
of talent and knowledge.
Things.
That we, like, my wife just sold clothes, old clothes that we were going to donate. She said, no, hold on, let me pack all these old kids' clothes up and see if I can sell it on OfferUp. And she sold it for $150 because of this whole quarantine when we started cleaning and moving our stuff out. Mm-hmm. That's hustle right there. That's hustle. And she learned that because, you know, she really had time to think about it during this whole quarantine. For me, on a personal scale, you know, spiritually, I've been just growing. I'm very angry, abrupt, just down with the get down type of person. If you start shit, I'm about shit. And whether you want to take me up on my word, that's fine by me too. But I'm not. It's not that I'm about drama. It's just that what I'm talking about as spiritual growth, I've now learned to put my sword down and pick my brain up and speak. For, you know, where most situations things can just end up in fist fights. It's like, hey, brother, I'm not trying to start anything with you, but I think we can talk about this. I'm at that level now. You know, I'm 31 years old, and I'm thinking, like, if me now could have spoke to me back then, I might have been a little better off. But that's where I've been with this whole quarantine, is where am I at spiritually in my life? You know, physically, I'm already grown. I've reached the peak of my growth. Mentally, I'm always going to be curious about things, and I'm always going to poke and pick and research and study things of my interest. But spiritually, I've been tested. Like, bro, like, when I'm telling you I've been tested. Times where I should have beat motherfuckers up, I didn't. It actually saved me more time and energy to just calm down, breathe, think about the situation, and if it was worth my time or my attention, and if it wasn't, just leave, bro. Get started on the next project.
Yeah. I'm proud of you, man. Like,
yeah, just, man.
Just
that's another thing, man. People, look, a lot of people who don't know me and my wife, besides outside of our culture, assumed me and my wife were a lesbian couple. And the sad part about it is they think she's the man of the relationship.
No, I'm so proud of him only because, like, as a wife, you have to be the level-headed one, you know, because... You know that your husband's anger is already to a point where, like, there's nothing coming out of my mouth that's going to change his mind.
Calm down.
You know, or calm him down. I think he'll be the next person that you get smacked or get beat up. But for as long as I've been with my husband, it's been, what, 11 years? Like, about 10 years?
No, it's about
11 years.
We've been married for half of that, but yeah, altogether since we've been talking.
Just to deal with the things that we went through, man.
A lot of it was unnecessary.
It just things that, man.
We went through some serious things, but half of that was just unnecessary.
Like, if it took God to really hold his hand that long to change. I mean, not saying that we're perfect, but the things that I've experienced, that I've seen, that I've seen with my own eyes, you know. Like, he's had his hands over my husband because his anger, man, I don't think I can compare it to anybody that I've known all my life. But, you know, you came a long way because now he has girls that he's going to have to slow down.
Yeah, man.
And tone it down.
Okay, man.
Because it's not going
to
be the same.
Hey, get out of here, man.
It's not going to be the same when you're in a wheelchair.
Anyway. So we're going to go ahead and take another break. My daughter's in the cove. Say hi, Nina.
Hi.
You guys go ahead and get a snack, get something to drink, and we're going to come right back into the discussion. Thank you, the man of the relationship. We're back, jumping right back into the discussion. I don't remember what we were talking about last, but...
Your anger.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, we're past that now. But, you know, one thing I would like to talk on or speak on that I definitely am going to miss about this whole thing. You know, this whole season one was like really not only just sitting in front of the microphone and in front of the camera, but hearing my wife speak to all of you. Not that I'm gonna miss any of that, but like the way you guys get my wife through this microphone and through this camera is the same way I get her every day. And I got to share that with the world because it's like, I'm not doing it to expose my wife. I'm doing it because I have a great relationship. Like I go through ups and downs, like just like every other couple, but to understand that Pacific Islander parents back then and now, that the difference between that generation and our generation was just communication. You know what I'm saying? And I get this every day. And it's cool because I don't hold back on my side and she don't hold back on her side. If anything, I'm always trying to constantly serve her the best way I can, just as much as she does the same. However, she probably does more to me for me than I do for her, you know, cooking and cleaning and all that stuff, but which I'm grateful for. Yeah, which I'm grateful for. But like I wanted to share that with the world because this is a real thing here in the Pacific Islander community. This is real. And if you don't think you can have it, you can have it. We're not that much different from anybody else. And we're not trying to put it up there like, yeah, we're the top and we're the best. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that happiness is obtainable, right? It's how much you put your mindset to and how determined you are to really achieve it. Because if you're around in an environment that constantly speaks negativity and death around you, get away from it. I literally had to leave my home nest of California to come out to Las Vegas, Nevada, and change my whole mindset, demeanor, spirit, mind, and body to something better for myself. And that's what, you know, I guess we're going to jump into it. I met my wife in the Bay Area, California, in East Oakland, down 880 near Newark at a church function. You know what I'm saying? I had just moved from LA to the Bay. And, you know, I was just like, I was astounded when I met this woman. Like, God damn, she made me want to stop all my ways and just change for her. You know, maybe it was behind the subliminal meaning. It was God using her to change my life, which I'm grateful for, man. And if that sounds corny or cliche, then so be it. But I'm happy. And I just wanted to share this with the world. I mean, what do you got to say about that?
Man, when I met you, I swear, like, I didn't care. I
was like, shut the hell up.
No, when I met him, it was like one of the best because even though we didn't know, you know, that we were going to be.
Oh, my God. What do you want, babe? Hey, kids, come out here. Sorry, we're going to take a pause. You guys come out here. Hey, airhead your ass over here. Come over here. Come on. Come over here. It's my son. So these are our kids. Nina, come. You guys don't be careful of the table. We're recording right now. Hold on. Do not touch the table, man.
Don't
I just said
table.
It. So these are our kids. This is my oldest. It's my oldest right here. This is the middle child. And this is my daughter, Pauline Gele. And well, I call her mama, but this is Mona Lisa. And then our baby right now in the womb, soon to be named. Shout out to my dad.
My father-in-law is going to be named.
You guys say hi.
Say hi.
Say, we're the savages.
We're the savages.
2 o'clock, savage.
Savage.
All right, you guys go in the room. We got to finish recording. Don't touch the table. Go under. Okay. So
anyways,
yeah.
Going back to when I first met my husband, at the time, I was just ready to be with who comes my way. You know, I wasn't even looking or trying, but when I met him, we were young.
Yeah, my wife was thick. I was, no, she, it was, I didn't fall in love with her because of her physique. Mm-hmm. That was just a bonus. My wife, I actually fell in love with my wife's...
Fell alive.
Definitely fell alive too. I fell in love with my wife's determination. I don't want to say it's a Tongan thing or an island thing, but she was determined to get me because... you know, no shot, but she had left her dude to pursue me. You get what I'm saying? Like, I mean, she's not that type of person, but that's how determined she was to really get to know me. And I didn't know anything about her until, you know, we started talking, and then I was determined to get at her. And I don't want to make it seem like she was chasing me or she was like puppy love for me, but like I didn't know she felt that way about me, because, you know, I definitely knew of her, and I was like, yeah, so where do we go from here?
I love you.
Love you too.
But yeah, even though, I mean, we met at the church, and that right there just explained everything.
That must have been the sign right there, right? I wasn't in church like
yeah.
that.
So, but it went from there. I mean, we went through our long distance relationship to where me getting pregnant, and, you know, we weren't married or anything like that. Yeah. But just to make decision as we go, yeah. I think the one thing that kept our relationship different from others is that we've dealt with our own problems and kept pushing from there. It wasn't like, I'm not saying it's we were super bad and all that. No, it was more, sometimes it's important to know who you vent to. It's important to know
exactly
who your surroundings are,
man,
because the thing is, it's like something that can happen, like, and it's meant to happen. And because you surround yourself with people that just lack of knowledge or lack of, not that you're better than them, but just like locating who the right people to.
Hey, you guys shut up in there.
Okay.
All right, sorry.
It's just knowing who you share those things with. And I think a lot of the times with me and my husband, we have very limit, like, circle, like our circle is so small.
We might not even really have a circle. Just a line.
Yeah. I don't think even think we have a circle. Yeah, we have mutual friends and things like that. Yeah. But
what I
mean about circle, like people that we really would ride
grow,
for, you know what I mean? And really hear us out and give us the best advice. But I think that's what pushed us to really be with each other is knowing the impossible turn into possible, you know?
I mean, at this point, I'm not going off subject. I'm just going to take it somewhere else. But I just want to shout out my dad. Like, I love my dad very much. I come from the proud parents of Sio Siana, Lea Liki, and Lavileni Samp. I'm their oldest son on both sides. And I'm not going to get too much into the details. If you don't already know me, then I don't need to be discussing that. But I love my dad very much. Just recently, with this whole situation with the quarantine, I've been sitting, like I said, in my spirit, and this is my, I believe this is our last kid. I don't know what the man
of God says.
I don't know what he's gonna say about it, but, you know, I believe, me personally, that this is our last child. And you know, the first three kids I had, me and my wife agreed on just naming. And why I'm sharing this is that, you know, if you don't already know, I didn't grow up with my father, but that's no cut towards him. You know, I'm not putting him down for that. There were some things and situations that happened behind the scenes that I wasn't aware of that took him another direction, and that wasn't his fault either. There were just some things that weren't said and communicated properly, and, you know, I grew up the way I grew up. But I'm still grateful and thankful to not only know him in my life and got to have reached out to him, but he's actually not only a great man, but, I mean, if I'd have grown up with him, I'm not saying it wouldn't be any different, but it wouldn't make me love him any less. I love him just as much as if he did raise me, because I've come to understand that for me to hold a grudge for that for far too long like that, it would suck if someone died and you never got to share your feelings and your heart with them. And I just want to shout out my dad, I love you, Lenny Sam. I love you to death. Thank you for being a part of my life. He's definitely naming my son. And that's just something I wanted to share and speak out into the universe, because that's something we're going to share for the rest of our life. And then my kids get to grow up with him. So it makes up the difference. You know, it covers what was missed, the marks missed, and it covers the gap. So I'm grateful for that. Shout out to all my brothers and sisters. I love you, Mom. But yeah, Dad, I love you, man, and I appreciate you very much. You are very great. So, yeah. Try my best to make you proud.
And not cry.
Fuck you.
Nah, yeah, just like my husband, you know, he shared this with me, but just to share it with the world, it brings joy to my heart, because it's a very sensitive subject, you know. just to really share it out and yeah. and really talk about it.
Stop looking at me, Mo.
But yeah, with this baby coming, man, there's a lot of healing take place. There's yeah. a lot of of unity, like think just all things that's happening from left to right. And you know, it may seem like it's not much for some of y'all, but for us it's a lot, man. Like just to go from the background that we both came from differently yeah. to really meeting each other and really sharing our story with each other and just making a family on our own yeah. And go from there. I think that's the beauty of it, is just not stopping. And that's why I share Don't Give Up, because you come across things that you just don't know. It's a blessing to really come out of a struggle and turn out to be something that you can help others with what they may be dealing with, you know? So
yeah. I mean, definitely shout out also to everybody that's ever had a hand in raising me. Mm-hmm. If you know me personally and you were there for me, you know what it is. I don't got to share too much of our backstory. You were there for me, and I appreciate you. I shout out my aunties, my uncles, my cousins, nieces and nephews, cousins near and far. I mean, if I've ever told you I loved you, and this is from me and my wife to all parts of our family. If we ever have told you that we loved you and we shared experiences, regardless if we're in a bad place right now on terms wise, if we're not in a good place as far as in our relationship, we still love you.
Yeah,
that doesn't change. And it doesn't mean we can't fix it. I just wanted to be here, said here now, that we love you. And that's just the truth of the matter. If you don't believe that, that's totally fine. We pray peace over you. Whether this quarantine ends tomorrow or never, we will make the proper arrangements to make amends with you guys.
Yes.
And for those of you that, you know, it's casual. Hey, man, can't wait to see you guys, but we love you guys.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Just even for my family as well, people who was there for me, being there for me, people are still have some ill feelings towards me. I love you guys, man. I'm ready.
We're real. We talk things out.
I'm ready to move on with just letting go of anything that stopped me from my grind, you know? And I just want to shout out to all my mom's side, mom's family, dad's family, cousins from both sides, nieces and nephews, and things like that, family, friends, all that. I just want to tell you guys, man, I'm grateful, I'm blessed. And even if we cross paths like one or twice, just know that I got love for you, man. So
in the room, yeah, mommy and daddy are podcasting. Jesus.
So yeah, with that being said, man, whatever you're going through individually, as a couple, whatever it is, man, keep going through it. Like you're come out of it, you know. Just stay positive. You just stay positive and speak life into your own self, man.
Yeah,
it'll go out the way it's supposed to go out. So
yeah, shout out to both sides of my family as well, you know, my Leia Leaky side and my Sam side. Right now, more evidently, my Sam side, you know, still praying peace and healing over my aunties, my uncles, my cousins, for the passing of my grandpa, Delano de Sam, great man. Love to my grandma, Lolohea, too. I lost my grandma, my grandpa on my mom's side. Shout out to Kelekolio and Tonga Lisipa. I mean, oh, shoot. I'm not trying to get emotional, but I'll never forget where I came from. And I pray peace and healing over my Sam side, because, you know, I don't know if this is like a first time thing for them, but I can read between the lines, and I know it's new to them. I just want to tell you guys, I love each and every one of you. Not only will you get through it, but what counts is the memories left behind, because that fire burns forever. And it'll always keep us warm whenever we think back towards those moments. So shout out to the Sam family. Shout out to my Leo Leaky side. Rest in peace, Grandma and Grandpa Kelekolio and Tonga Lisipa. And rest in peace to my Grandpa Telenote. And
peace over Grandma Lolohea as well. Yeah. So
she's strong, man. Yeah. She's strong.
I love you all, man.
So we're going to take a break.
Yep.
And we're going to close out the final chapter of this story. But yeah,
we're going to go cry right quick and then we'll be back.
Kiss my ass, man. What the hell? Okay. Well, this is it. It's the closing, right?
Last 15 minutes.
So, moving on in the discussion, the final discussion. Like I said, man, this is basically a new voyage for us. This may be the end of Aisle 7, the podcast, season one, but it's the beginning for us, me and my wife, into things we'll venture off into, right? We got a new baby coming on the way. We got a new home. I got a new job.
Thank you.
So there's opportunities being presented before us, and we don't want to take light of the situation. We definitely want
to take credit for it.
Yeah. It definitely wasn't us.
Yeah.
You know, we understand that these blessings, you know, when prayers go up, blessings do come down. And at this point in our life, it's just that we don't want to miss any seconds of it. You know, we want to take full advantage of it here and now. And if you're along for the ride, hey, thank you. If we've changed your life in any way, shape, or form, well, we don't take credit for that, but you're welcome because it's who we pray to that has allowed us and gave us the gift to speak like this. And we don't take that lightly. I can't say that enough. Babe?
Yeah, we don't take that lightly. Thank you for you guys' support and just the feedback that you've given us since episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way up to 12.
Yep.
So, like, I hope you guys know that a part of what got us going and got me going is that just hearing people that's going through things that similar to mine. Not exactly, but, you know, there's similarities in some of the things that I'm going through. And just keep at it, man. Staying positive. So, yeah.
Yeah. So that being said, good morning and be careful. Or good night and good luck. Continuing on with the discussion. You know, some of the things I'm actually excited about moving forward. Definitely after this whole quarantine is over.
Yeah.
You know, this Friday is the first day of May. And, you know, we officially start to touch into the summer. And, you know, definitely excited about jumping into the pool. Warmer weather means, you know, not less clothes, but, you know, summer attire, sundresses. But, like, it's just crazy to think that when we started this, it was just really me and my wife speaking to each other in a conversation over a microphone and in front of a camera. And now it's grown into this thing, not only just a platform, but that people will not only take it serious, but it's not about the validation. That's not what I'm trying to paint here. But it's a real discussion now that people are having, right? I'm not saying it because we started it, but I'm saying that, like, wow, I never thought about, you know, the molestation in our culture, or I never thought about financial issues in our culture, or I never thought about medical issues in our culture, or how we grew up from childhood, right? And these are things me and my wife had just not only decided, but we wanted to make evident. You know what I'm saying? Because we live in America, and it's just not about the black and white debate anymore. It's like we're inserting ourselves into the discussion now, because not only do we have a voice, but we have opinions and facts about both sides in the discussion here in America now, right? Us being of Tongan origin, born here in America, I think the coolest thing about this thing is that we're examples now. We're basically role models. And we don't take that lightly. Like, we take that very serious. That a kid that looks like me may watch this or hear this and be like, man, I never thought about it that way, you know? And all I want to be put into that is truth. That it was truthful, and that was my experience that when they heard that. And if that motivated you any way, that was the goal. Self-progress. We've been saying it since episode 1, and it ain't never changed, and it ain't never gonna change. And it's not about negativity and about what, oh, I can't do it. If you're about that and you surround yourself with stuff like that, you can get away from me with that, because you might have coronavirus. So what about you, babe?
Yeah, like you said, you might have coronavirus. Nah, I don't believe in that. No, but, you know, to be honest, with the time that we're going through right now, it's not me wanting to rush it to where I need this coronavirus to pass. I'm actually taking advantage of this as an opportunity to really just get close with my family and my loved ones, but really reveal things in myself too, you know? Mm-hmm. Things that I myself need to work on, or some things that I need to let go.
So it's the room for improvement.
Yeah. And I'm in no rush, you know. I'm okay with what's going on. I think it's a reminder, in my opinion, of how you just need to slow down. Like, you know, we always complain about, man, I gotta work, 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 and I gotta be out of here, I gotta be there. But then, like, when the time is given, that's when we gotta attack it and take it to our advantage, to where this is a time I need with my family. You know, I know that we do need to still financially be stable, but at the same time, take this time, man, to really invest in your family, invest in your marriage, invest in just your relationship alone. So,
yeah. I mean, from me and my wife to you guys again, I want to take this time and just say this. If you don't believe you can do it, check your circle. Mm-hmm. Like, really check your circle. Even as different as the idea may seem, check who's around your circle and who's telling you that you cannot, or that it's not possible, or that you probably shouldn't. Because, to be honest with you, in our culture, not just the Tongan culture, I'm talking about the Pacific Islander community, and maybe you might relate to this, wherever, whatever community you may come from, that the minute you start to question and doubt yourself about something you want to do and that'll help or change the world or change yourself or help some people or any people, you really got to check your circle. I'm at a mindset, in a mind state right now that I don't have too many people in my circle. Like I said, like earlier, I basically have a line of people, and that line is very short. Mm-hmm. I didn't even have enough people to complete a full circle, so I can't say I have a circle of friends. But
we have
those,
a line.
Those people are close, tight knit to me because I see potential in them, and that means growth for me. Because I can, it's not about using them, but it's about being useful to them because it comes back in payment. Not just in financial means. If it does come, that's just the bonus. But that's where my mindset is, right? That I gotta fuck with the right people, basically. Excuse the terminology, but that's just on some real shit because I've been doing dumb shit for half of my life. I'm 31 years old, so that means 15 years ago, started my whole journey to this, what you see now in front of you or here in front of you. And I've come to the full agreement that I'd never needed that many people in my life in the first place. So every year that I had been growing since those dumb years, I guess you could call them, I've shedded more and more people away from my life because they were in no benefit to me. That doesn't mean I don't love them, but I can't fuck with you on a scale that doesn't help me grow, right? Does that make sense? And at this point in life, I'm definitely not only trying to be in a moving forward attitude. If you're not about that, I can't be with you. We can't be close. You know what I'm saying? We can't have a first basis relationship like that. And if you believe anyone in your circle isn't productive for you, man, remove yourself. Even if you got to play the lone wolf position, play the lone wolf position. You get what I'm saying? Because eventually you're going to become a magnet, and people are going to gravitate towards your idea and your positivity and your growth, and be like, I want to be around that dude because, or her, because they're growing. They're building something positive for the community and society. So just keep going. I believe in you. Me and my wife believe in you. And that's what this is about. What about you?
Yeah. You've said it best. It's just eliminating people or just writing to write off your blessings, you know? And it's sometimes it's not people doing it purposely. Yeah. It's just like
people. You need those people still.
Just
they're going to reveal knowing, things to you.
You know? I think you working on yourself and really just do it on your own could really make you reveal things in yourself, which is why I take this whole coronavirus as a joke, because there's no knocking for anybody or whoever that's going through it. It's just that because I tell myself that, I believe it, that this is just a time for me to grow, get closer to my family, get closer to God, you know, and things like that. But that's my experience, you know. It's not anybody else, so. That's what I have, and if you're going through the same thing, man, like I said, as long as you put God in everything that you do and whatever that you believe in, man, everything will play out for you, man.
Yeah, like you don't need to be a leader. You don't need to be a leader. I don't want it to ever be said that, oh, if you want to be a leader, you gotta take that forward thinking approach. No, you don't. You do not have to play the leader role or the leader position in order to be successful. That's not what this is about. You can play a supporting role and still be successful. Just know your worth and who's around you that's helping you to grow. Me and my wife have had many role models, leaders, teachers, mentors. And one thing that we've agreed on is that these people came into our life for a reason, to teach us things. now we're in a position to not only do the same for others, but just making sure that we teach something valuable and that stays with them for the rest of their life. Mm-hmm. And Aisle 7, the podcast, once again, was all about self-progress. That's all this was. If you heard something we said and it made you think and a switch came on, good. Because that makes you, that now assures us that you're thinking now.
Yeah.
Was that the goal? We're not sure, but if it did change you in any way, then by all means, thank God. Because this for us, like my wife has been saying since this whole season, was therapy.
Yeah. I think another thing, another reason why, for me personally, why I took this as an opportunity to really, really see what I can do with this podcast was because of the background and how I was raised, yeah, that we weren't able to speak up. I took it as like, man, I can really speak up now. And it's not to shit, like, throw all people out there or, like, saying that. We just came from a background that's very, how do you say it, like...
Very like, tough and rough.
Yeah, tough and rough, and not even just that, but we stick to, like, a tradition thing to where you don't speak up at all. And I, yeah, and that's one thing, I hate to say this, but I disagree with, is that for me and my kids, like my I said, why this is so important is that I want to hear what my kids have to say. I want to hear what they're thinking. I want to hear, like, if they disagree with me, because I'm not always going to be right, you know? So when it comes down to making a decision and things like that, even just taking on this whole podcast, I see it as, like, not only a therapist for me, but also allowing people in my culture and all other cultures that it's okay to speak up. That's okay to share your experience. There's no wrong or right answers.
Yeah.
So
it's a therapy thing for me too. Like therapy thing outside next to the wall. And I was just kidding. No, I love doing that to my wife. But my wife speaks from the heart and she speaks truthfully. You know, it's episode 12, and we actually did it. We completed a whole season of podcasting, and we're not only grateful, but the journey has taught us a lot. You know, definitely expect more to come. You might be asking, what updates should we expect from you guys? Mm-hmm. Just pay attention to the YouTube channel. There are things I'm dropping constantly. YouTube channel, Savage Island. And, you know, this is not the end, but we're definitely done with this right now.
For now.
I would definitely like to shout out, first and foremost, Jah the Almighty for blessing me and my people and my family here. But my family, definitely. And everybody that... I consider friends and associates. Shout out to Kakai Tonga, if it's just my Tongan people. Shout out to my Pacific Islander people.
Shout out to my mentors.
Yeah, shout out to our mentors. Mm-hmm. Shout out to all my people around the world, indigenous alike or not. You know, we're here. We're here now. And if this podcast isn't evidence. So what are you going to do me now? This podcast isn't evidence of that, then you know we got a lot more work to do. But, you know, shout out to all the podcasters, not even just podcasters, influencers, actors, creators, content creators or whatever, you know, workers out there of the community. We support you. We pray just peace over and abundant and success for you and yours, whether you do music, you know, or building, landscape, whatever it is, man. We know you can do it because we're doing this. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
And just shout out to everybody who... Yeah. Who write us up and hit us up on our podcast from episode 1 to episode 12, I mean to now, you know, tune in and let us know what you think, what you feel, how you take it, all that. But I just want to let you guys know that we're grateful. Thank you so much for just being in this journey with us, man. It means a lot.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, this is not the end, but it's basically just goodbye for now. For me and my wife and our family, the Savages, yeah. Aisle 7, the podcast,
so
for
much.
The one and final time. It's been an honor and pleasure speaking to you guys. But above all else,
Jah bless.
Yeet! Love you. Yeah.